有一个电视剧呢是很出名的，就是这个Downton Abbey.
There's a famous television series. It's called the Downton Abbey.
那么呢，在去年2014年的第五季开始的时候呢，他就拍了一个一个照片是宣传用的。
Before the series began last year, they actually had advertising pictures for the use.
那你知道这个照片一出呢，马上就上新闻哦。
You see, when this picture first came out, they actually went on the news right away.
这个不是因为呢，它太出名。
It's not because this is they are too famous.
这个是因为这个照片出了一个问题。
It's because this, there's a problem with this picture.
你可不可以告诉我？
Can you point it out to me?
为什么？
There's a water bottle in the back there.
很厉害哈。
Wow, very sharp.
要不然呢，就他很喜欢看电视剧，要不然呢，他就是看了新闻，好像我一样。
There are two possibilities. One, either she's a very loved the show, or you saw that in the news, just like me.
这个原因呢，就是他有一个塑胶的水瓶呢，在这个火炉上面呢。
The reason is there's a water bottle, plastic water bottle on top of the fireplace.
但是这个电视剧呢，是1940年的背景的，所以但是塑胶水瓶呢，是要到1960年才发明的。
But the problem is this actually took place in the 1940s, and the plastic water bottle didn't come on the scene until 1960.
雅各书呢，4:13到5:6呢，是两张的照片。
The book of James, chapter 4, verse 13 to 5, 6, is actually like two pictures.
两张有关有钱人的照片。
It's two pictures about rich people.
4:13-17的是有关这些商人的。
Chapter 4, 13 to 17 is about merchant.
5:1-6的就是这些大地主。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 6 is about landlords.
你知道呢，在第一世纪里面呢，有钱人呢，基本上就是这两类人。
You see, back in those days, there are basically these two category of people for who are rich.
那你刚刚念这段圣经的时候，你也会发觉呢，雅各对这些人呢很不客气。
You see, when you're reading these verses, James wasn't too polite to these easy on these people.
他第一句话就是，嗨，简直好像呢要骂他们一样。
The first line actually it says, "Come now." Actually, the SFT is scolding these people.
那么我们就要问一个问题了：是不是有钱呢就是犯罪呢
？So that begs the question: Is being rich a sin?
是不是呢？神仇富。
Is it because God actually hates the rich?
那么呢，我希望今天呢，用这个时间呢，去分析这两类人。
So we'll take these verses today to analyze these two groups of people.
找出呢他们做的不对的地方。
Identify what they don't do. What they do is that is incorrect.
以知道呢，我们不会重复他们的错误。
So that we won't repeat their mistakes.
让我们先看呢这些商人。
So let's take a look at these merchants first.
13呢，你们说，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我要往某城里去，在那里住一年做买卖得利。
And now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
那其实13呢，就是他这个人呢做生意的一个计划。
So the verse 13 is the plan for this merchant in terms of what he want to do.
其实做生意做这些商人，他们就是把客户从一个地方带去另外一个地方去做买卖。
So for these merchants, is what they do is actually take the merchandise and take it to another location and do buying and selling.
那么他有什么不对的地方呢？
Is it what is wrong with this picture?
是不是神反对一个人去计划呢？
Is it because God opposed someone to make the planning?
其实不是的。如果我们看箴言的时候呢，他很明显的鼓励我们呢去，他说，殷勤筹划的以致丰裕，所以他是甚至是鼓励我们去计划的。
Actually, it's not because if you see in the book of Proverbs 21:5, that the plans of the diligent lead to profit, surely as haste leads to poverty. So God actually encourages to the plan.
所以呢，圣经没有反对人计划。
So the scripture does not oppose people to plan.
那么我们就要问，那么这些商人他错在哪里了
？So we ask, what is wrong with what these merchants are doing?
其实神没有批评他们有钱。
So actually, God did not criticize them for being rich.
批评他们呢，是因为呢，他们是一个狂妄自大的一个人。
God criticized them because they were somewhat arrogant.
一个狂妄自大的人呢，他有一个表现，就是觉得呢，他相信呢，他是掌管自己的命运的。
The manifestation of those who are arrogant is that they think they would control their destiny.
那么你看十三节，你就看见这个人。
In verse 13, you see the characteristics from this man.
他相信呢，他可以控制他什么时候，就是明天，今天明天，去什么地方，就是去某城，做什么事情，就是做买卖。还有呢，他觉得他能够决定这个结果，就是得利。
You see, he actually thinks that he controls his timing and where he's going to go in that city and actually what he's going to do there and even on the ultimate consequence and it's that he's going to make money.
这些人相信他就是他人生的掌舵，掌舵。
Oh, he actually thinks that he would control and govern his own life.
但是呢，雅各在十四节里面呢，他就反问一句。
James in verse 14 has this somewhat of a rebuttal.
你觉得你这么了不起，但是你知道吗？你连你的明天你都不知道是什么。
You think you're so arrogant, but you don't even know what tomorrow your life is like.
如果一个人连明天你都掌管不了的时候，你凭什么去夸耀自己呢？
If you cannot even control what you're going to do tomorrow, what give you the basis to control yourself?
雅各呢，在十四节后半节里面呢，形容呢，你们的人生是什么呢？你们人是一片云雾。出现小时就不见了。
So what did Jim say? He actually says you are a mist that here appears for a little while and then vanishes.
云雾呢，其实有一个翻译呢，就好像我们早晨的时候，你见到这些水汽在地面上面。
So this one translation of the mist is like the morning fog.
那么太阳一出来呢，他们就消失了。
The sun comes up.That they will all disappear.
人生呢，其实就是这么短暂。
A life is just like this. How short that is.
不单只是短暂，你也可以说呢，它是微不足道的道，微不足道，微不足道。
Not only life is that short, but it's so temporal.
Insignificant. 我不知道呢，你有没有从死亡上面呢学过一个学了功课。
I don't know if you've learned a lesson from death.
我十五岁之前呢，死亡对我来说呢，就好像一个书本上面的一个知识，一个 knowledge.
Before I was 15, I thought actually death is like a knowledge I see from a book.
我的意思就是说，你看电视啊，看报纸啊，看书，你就知道，你会看过死亡的这些描述。
So it's almost like you read about it, you see it about the description about death.
但是我十五岁的这一年呢，我看着我的外公呢，病死的过程里面呢，我就了解了死亡呢。 没有人能够在死亡面前夸口的。
So when I, the time when I was 15, my grandfather on my mother's side struggled and then passed away. And then I realized no one can actually brag about death.
疾病呢可以粉碎一个人的尊严。
The disease can destroy someone's self-esteem.
因为连去上厕所你也有人帮你。
Even if you need to go to the bathroom, someone needs to help you.
死亡能够粉碎你的希望。
Death can destroy your hope.
七年以后呢，我妈妈去世。
And 7 years later, my mother passed away.
我最记得呢，我妈妈病的时候呢，讲过一句话。
I recall that when my mother was ill, she said this the following.
她说，我不想死。
She said, I don't want to die.
但是呢，死亡这个东西不是你不想它来，它就不来了。
And death is not like if you don't want it to come, then it won't come.
所以我妈妈50岁，的时候呢，她就离开世界了。
So my mother left this world when she was 57.
后来就是我爷爷，还有我，再过几年呢，是我外母，还有最后是我爸爸去世。
So years later, my grandfather on my father's side, and then my grandmother on my mother's side, and then my father passed away a few years later.
你可以说呢，这些人离开世界呢是你可以说是可以了解的。
You can see that when these people leave this world, you can understand that.
因为他们都是比我年长的。
Because they were all older than me.
但是我现在收到的消息呢，是我的同辈的人呢离开世界。
But now the news I receive are the people of my contemporaries who are leaving this world.
所以呢，死亡不是一个老年人的专利。
So death is not a privilege only for the elderly.
我们 youth group 有一阵子也有人分享呢，他认识一个小孩，他面对疾病绝境这些事情。其实小孩年轻人我们每一个都是一样，你会面对死亡的。
The youth group share about a child who were facing deathAnd so, you know, regardless how old you are, you're still going to face death.
所以呢，其实我们没有一个人能够夸口，我明天一定在。
So no one can brag that tomorrow I'll still be here.
有人跟我分享，就是我们每一天睡觉之前呢，会把我们的拖鞋脱下来嘛。他说呢，其实你不能决定呢，明天你能不能再穿上这个拖鞋的。
Someone shared with me that when you go to sleep tonight, you put your slippers down. You cannot guarantee that you're going to put your feet back in the slippers tomorrow.
一个狂妄的自大的人呢，另外一个表现呢，就是你看他的计划里面，你找不到神。
You also, for someone who is arrogant, within this plan, you will not find God.
在十三节里面呢，你会找到他整个计划的目的。就是最后的两个字，得利。
So in verse 13, you see that the ultimate goal for his plan is to the last two words, and that is to make money.
他是一个自我为中心的一个人。
He's a self-centered person.
为了自己的享乐而活。
So that he would be able to enjoy himself, then he lived for that.
所以呢，他是一个心中没有神的一个人。
So he is one that actually his life has no God.
但是你会问哦，雅各书是写给基督徒了。
So may ask, the book of James is written to Christians.
怎么可能这个人是心中没有神呢？
How can this person would be without God in his heart?
但是很多人说自己是基督徒，但是他过的生活是跟一个非基督徒没有分别的。
A lot of people live a life claiming they're Christians, but their life certainly is no different from a non-Christian.
他们用钱，他们也不会想到奉献。
他们 when they use the money, they didn't think about tithes and offerings.
当他安排时间的时候，他不会考虑这些东西会不会跟他教会生活冲突。
When he plans activities, he didn't think about whether or not.These activities would come in conflict with the church activities.
当他选择工作的时候，他不会考虑这个工作 会不会影响他的灵命的成长？
So when he select the work, in the consider whether or not the work would affect his spiritual lives.
当他们选配偶的时候，也不会考虑这个人的信仰是不是跟他一样。
So when he actually select spouse, in think about whether or not this the religion, the belief of this person would be the same as his.
当你选大学的时候，你有没有问过为什么我要念这一科呢？
When you actually select certain subject to study in college, have you thought about why you want to select that?
有的时候呢，我问我自己，我去旅游了，是不是呢？因为我有时间有钱，所以我就可以应该去呢？
So when I ask myself when I go on plan vacation, is it because I have time or money, then therefore I go?
是不是我们做我们的计划的时候，我们跟这些没有神的人一样
？He said, "When we make plans, are we just like these people who have no God in their plan in their hearts?"
耶稣呢，曾经简直形容这些没有神的人的生活。
And Jesus once described the lives of these people.
他们就好像这个无知的财主一样。
And almost as if they are these ignorant merchants.
他们一生的这个财主呢，他一生劳碌，他就是为了一个目的。
And then they work all their lives, and they only have one goal.
他就是能够说，对自己说，灵魂呐、啊，你有许多财物自存，可以多年的做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
And then I say to myself, my own soul, and say, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
有的时候呢，我怕我自己每一天盯着我的退休金的这个户口的时候啊，是不是就是为了这句话，将来我可以安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧
？So sometimes when I look at my retirement fund account, do I ask myself, is that because?How I view this with this kind of thinking?
雅各提醒我们在十五节里面，他这样子说。
And James reminds us in verse 15.
你们只当说主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做解释，话哪事。
Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we'll live and do this or that.
主若愿意这句话呢，不是说基督徒相信宿命论 fatalism.
This statement of his Lord's will is not like Christian belief in fatalism.
我们中国人呢，有一句话呢，我们常常讲的。
And for us, we will say this quite often.
这就是我的命呢。
And for Chinese, this is my fate.
简直相信他的，好像他的命是，就是简直讲的人呢。其实呢，他对生命是很悲观的。
And those who say this actually very pessimistic with life.
他觉得呢，他做无论做什么事情都不能改变他的将来。
So you think that regardless of what I do, I cannot change the future.
但是呢，十五节里面呢。主若愿意这句话呢，不是这个意思。
And in verse 15, the Lord willing does not mean that.
这个意思是说，基督徒承认呢是神去决定我们的生死。
And this is to say that actually Christians acknowledge that God controls our life.
也是呢，神决定呢，我能不能够做这个决定。
And also decide that whether or not God will allow me to make this decision.
但是呢，这句话不是说他相信，他的命运就是他不能改变。
And this is not to say that he cannot change his fate.
反而一个基督徒，当他说主若愿意的时候呢，表明呢我们是要主动的去寻找神的旨意。
And this really what it means is when you say the Lord's will, and that is you actively seek God's will.
因为你知道神的旨意的时候，你就知道你要做什么决定了。
So as soon as you know God's will, then you know what decision to make.
所以呢，主若愿意的这个意思呢，就好像在主祷文里面呢， 愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And this is the Lord's will that actually is the same as the Lord's prayer, saying that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们相信呢，我们寻找神的旨意，我们就当去遵守他的旨意。
As we seek Lord's will, then you also follow His will.
我们相信神的计划会认着人的行动呢，会改变我。
And we know that God's will, because of man's action, also will be changed.
你不要觉得这个太稀奇啊
Don't you think that's kind of mysterious?
你如果你记得约拿的故事的时候呢，你就发觉了，其实的确是这样子的。
If you know the story of Jonah, then you know it is for sure like this.
那约拿是的信息是什么呢
？And what is the message for the book of Jonah?
他说，再等四十天，尼尼微就必倾覆。
And 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown.
但是呢，如果你看这个故事的时候，你知道最后尼尼微有没有神有没有毁灭这个城市
？So if you know the story, did God indeed destroy Nineveh?
没有啊。
No.
所以呢，从人的角度来看呢，其实因为这些尼尼微人悔改了，那么神就改变他的计划。
So from that standpoint, when the people in Nineveh repent, God changed His plan.
但是从神的角度来看呢，其实他是没有改变他的计划。
So from God's standpoint, actually God did not change His plan.
原因呢，神已经在圣经里面告诉我们，他说呢，神是阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God tells us in James says that God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble.
神一直以来他的这个原则就是这样子。
And all along God's principle is like this.
所以当尼尼微城的人呢，他谦卑自己的时候，那么神就赐福给他们。
So when the people in Nineveh humble themselves, so God bless them.
既然呢，基督徒的人生呢是神所控制的。
And indeed, Christian's life is controlled by God.
那么呢，我们就要寻找他的旨意。
So we need to seek His will.
知道以后呢，我们就要遵守啊。
And once we know, we need to obey.
所以在十七节里面呢，他提醒我们一件事情。
So in verse 17, it reminds us the following:
人若知道行善却不去行的，就是他的罪了。
And if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them.
这个是告诉我们，如果你知道神的旨意，你不去做，那么你跟这些心中没有神的人，其实是一样，是犯罪的。
So if you know God's will and yet you don't do it, you're no different for those who are sinners that don't do it.
十七节也提醒我一个事情。
And verse 17 also reminds us this.
你知道呢，其实我们大人呢，跟你们小孩呢是一样的。
So you know that actually us adults are no different from your children.
那如果你妈妈叫你，你马上要去做功课，一般小孩他们的回应是什么
？So when a mother tells you you need to do your homework, how would you children respond?
一般是怎么样呢
？How would you respond?
大家。再受洗一针呢？给我五分钟。
Give me 5 minutes. I need to rest a little.
Yeah, 五分钟以后我就去了。
After 5 minutes, I'll do it.
其实我告诉你，我们大人都是这样子。
Let me tell you, adults the same way.
但是雅各告诉我们，你不知道你有没有明天。
But James told us that what you don't know whether or not you still have tomorrow.
所以如果你知道神的旨意是什么，你应该马上去做了。
So if you know what God's will is, for you, then you need to do it right away.
你不要等到将来我才跟这个人传福音呢。
So you don't wait till in the future that I'll share the gospel with someone.
或者你等到啊，将来我才去侍奉神呢。
So in the future I will serve the Lord.
因为你不知道你有没有将来啊。
But because we don't know whether or not we have the future.
最后呢，十六节里面呢，雅各把这些商人的根本的问题讲出来。
So in verse 16, James pointed out the basic fundamental problem for these merchants.
十六节说：“现今你们以仅以 张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的都是恶的。
As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil.
为什么我说呢？这些商人呢是狂妄自大呢
？Why would you say that these merchants are arrogant and actual boasting?
他们就是只做他们这些张狂去夸口。
So that because they would just continue with the boasting, their arrogant schemes.
Okay, 那所以你要问，那么这些。张狂是指到什么
？So we ask, what is these arrogant things?
其实就是前面讲到，他觉得他可以控制他的人生，他可以活生活不需要神的。
So and that is what we referred to earlier, and that is, he can control his life. He can does not have to rely on God.
夸口的意思就是他把他的信心。放在这个事情上面。
Arrogant, what it means is actually put his faith in these things.
他们觉得他这个赚钱的能力，或者他这个很聪明呢，是很可靠的。
So his ability, his how smart he is actually very reliable.
但是我们基督徒不应该指着其他东西去夸口。
For us, we should not rely on these things and to boast.
我们可以夸口，但是我们只做主夸口。
We can boast, but we boast in the name of the Lord.
唯一能够控制将来的，唯一能够决定每一件事情我们可不可以做的，都是我们的主耶稣。
But whether or not what we can do is really the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个图片呢，是这些大地主啊。
The second picture is about these landlord.
那如果呢，你看第五章的时候呢，雅各骂这些人呢的口气呢，比起第四章更厉害。
So if you take a look in chapter 5, the tone with which James yelled at these landlords is even worse.
那如果给我翻第一节的时候呢，我会这样子翻。
If I were to translate verse, the first verse, this is how I would translate it.
你们这些土豪啊，已经死到临头了，还不哭一哀嚎。
You
土豪就是 landlord 哦，我不知道啊。
Landlord, death is about to fall upon you. You don't even know.
那你看呢？雅各的语气呢，不像跟一个基督徒讲话。
So the tone that James was using is not like one that a Christian would use.
也就是说呢，如果你的生活表现好像第五章一到六节的时候呢？你很可能不是一个基督徒。
On the other hand, if you actually live like what's in the verse 1 to 5, you're probably not a Christian.
我形容呢，这些人呢是唯利是图的一个人。
I describe these people as just they actually the life is all about money.
那他们有一个很明显的一个特征。
They actually have a very special characteristics.
就是呢，第三节里面最后讲到呢，他的人生就是只知道呢，自占钱财的。
So it's described in verse 3, it says, you have hoarded wealth.
第二到第三节讲到呢，他们钱财多到一个地步呢，就会生虫啊，会生兽的。
It described the amount of wealth that they have is so abundant to the point that it would grow and rust.
你知道呢，我们现在全球的财富。
You know that the wealth that we have on this earth,
有一半的财富是八十个人拥有的。
And the half the wealth is owned by 80 people.
他们计算呢，到2016年两年之后啊，那么呢，世界上面最有钱的1% top 1% 的人拥有的财产，就是剩下来99%的人的财产。
So estimated in 2 years, in 2016, the amount of wealth that they have would be owned by 1%, and the rest of it would be owned by the 99%.
圣经呢不是反对我们储钱嘛。
The Bible is not against us saving money.
但是当你的财产多到这个地步的时候，那么你就圣经说生出来的兽会证明你们的不是。
So, but if you accumulate so much wealth, then actually, but it says the corrosion would testify against you.
那么我们就要问三个问题。
And we need to ask three questions.
有关钱财的。
And about money.
第一个钱问题的就是为什么你要赌这么多钱呢？
The first question is why have you piled up so much wealth?
耶稣呢曾经这样子说。他说呢，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Jesus once said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
出这么多钱的人呢的原因，就告诉我们，他就是爱钱。
So these people who accumulate wealth and they tell us they love money.
他爱钱超过一切，超过神。
They love money over everything else, over God.
第二个问题 你要问的就是你的钱是怎么你用什么方法赚回来的。
So the second question is how do you pile up your wealth? How do you make the money?
第四节里面呢解释给我们听呢就是呢这些大地主啊他们是因为制压这些穷人他的工人所以他们这么多钱。
So verse 4 tell us that they were actually oppressing the poor, so that which in the end result is they're making all these money.
我曾经听过了一些在餐馆里面打工的人告诉我。
And I've heard people work in the restaurant tell me this.
他说呢，有些新的餐馆请很多人帮他工作。
It's a new restaurant, hire a lot of people to work for them.
那么呢，但是一直呢，没有给他们人工。
And so, and they did not pay them all along.
那么老板就说，哎，现在还没赚到钱呢，赚到钱的时候，我就会一次还给你了。
So the boss would say, I have not made any money. When I made all the money, I would actually pay you once and for all.
Okay, 所以过了一个月、两个月、三个月、六个月。
So after a month, three months, and then 6 months.
那么这些工人见到这个老板呢，真的赚到钱了。
So the workers in DC, the boss make money.
觉得呢，这个应该是时候他给我们人工了。
So they say this is the time for us to pay us now.
但是呢，有一天回到这个餐馆呢，老板都不见了。
So but one day he went to the restaurant the,But the boss disappeared.
曾经呢，在看过一个故事，我想好像在报纸里面看过一个故事。
Once I saw the story on the news on newspaper.
就是呢，有一个美国的经理派去柬埔寨 Cambodia 呢去工作。
So one manager went to got sent to Cambodia to work.
那么刚好他到达的时候呢，就是他的工厂呢，这些工人呢在工桥啊，他们就要求提高他们的人工。
So when he arrived, he saw these workers on strike and asking to raise their salary.
然后呢，经过几天的谈判以后呢，他就受不了啊。
So after a few days of negotiation, he couldn't stand it anymore.
他就问他手下，他们要多少啊
？So they asked his subordinate, "What? How much do they want?"
他们说他们要增加一个 quarter, 2.5毛.
They say they want to increase a quarter.
那么这个经理就说，那么就加给他们2.5毛一个小时啊。
So the boss would say, why can't we just add them another 25 cents an hour?
这个手下说，他们不是要求加2.5毛一个小时，他们是要求加2.5毛一天呢。
So the subordinate told him, they did not ask for 25 cents an hour additional. They only asked for 25 cents per day.
很 很多有钱人呢，他说我没有犯法，我奉公守法，我交税啊。
So a lot of rich people might say, I have not committed any law, I actually pay my taxes.
但是问题是你的钱是怎么来的呢？
The question is, where do you get the money?
如果你是压迫这些工人的时候，压迫其他人得到你的钱的时候，第六节他提醒我们。
So, but if you're oppressing other people so you make the money, the verse 6 tells us.
下面讲到了，这些工钱有信因附教，并且那受过之人的愿心已经。日了万军之主的耳了。
Say, look, the wages you fail to pay the workers who mow your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvester have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty.
这句话的意思就是呢，神说我必定审判这些人。
What this means is, God says, I will for sure judge you.
所以呢，我们不但只要问呢，为什么我们要出钱？为这些钱是怎么来？我们最后要问一个问题，就是你有钱以后，你打算是怎么用呢
？So not only do we need to ask, you know, why do you pile up the money? How do you pile up money? But also we need to ask, what are you going to do with your money?
第五节呢，告诉我们呢，这些大地主呢，他有钱以后呢，他打算做什么？
So this verse 5 tells us what the landlord is going to do with their money.
他们呢就是为了在世上享美福好宴乐，这个就是他们人生的目的。
The purpose is to live in luxury on earth and self with self-indulgence.
这个不知道呢是不是我们储这么多钱的一个目的。
Is this the reason why we accumulate so much wealth?
就是呢，为了我们自己能够享受
，so that we will be able to enjoy it.
我们很多人都是父母哈。
A lot of you are parents.
当你们带你们的小孩呢，去比方说教会的 nursery 啊，去这些跟其他小朋友一起的环境里面，你会怎么教他们呢
？When you are bring your children to the nursery or other place where there are other children, how do you teach them?
你会告诉他们你要跟人家分享啊 share 啊
You might tell them that you need to share with others.
但是不知道为什么我们自己很多时候都不愿意跟别人 share.
But we don't know why we don't share with others ourselves.
我们呢不愿意把我们的钱跟这些穷人去分享。
We don't want to share our wealth for these poor people.
我们觉得他们懒惰，所以他们贫穷。
We say that they are lazy, therefore they are poor.
因为他们笨，所以他们没有钱。
Because they are dumb, therefore they don't have any money.
如果你家里面有十个小孩。
If you have 10 children in your household,
那么你早晨的时候为这十个小孩准备了十个包子。
So you prepare 10 buns for these 10 children in the morning.
那么你去上班。
And then you go to work.
回家以后呢发觉了这个大哥一个人吃了九个包子。
So when you get home, you discover the oldest one, he actually 9 buns all to him for himself.
剩下来一个包子是九兄弟姊妹分的。
And the last bun would be divided between the 9 other siblings.
你是做爸爸的，你会有什么反应呢
？If you're the father, how do you respond?
你一定会惩罚这个不愿意分享的大哥。
Of course, you would punish the oldest one who did not want to share.
其实呢，这个就是第五到第六节里面所讲的意思。
And this is what is meant in verse 5 and 6.
就是你这些有钱人，你欺压其他人。
You these rich people, you oppress others.
到一个地步，你把他们逼死了。
To the point that you would condemn and murder them.
把这些利益去养肥自己。
So you have gained all these benefits and you'll be fat.
当神审判的日子来到的时候
，When comes the day of God's judgment，
就好像一个宰杀的日子一样
，So becomes almost a day of slaughter。
把你们这帮肥猪、肥羊、肥鸡的拿出来宰杀了。
So be taking out all these fattened cows and pigs and sheep and chicken and be slaughtered。
一个唯利是图的一个人呢，觉得钱就是最重要。
So,
就是这些 money.
Oh, these are the money. Hogging the ones who are hogging money would be just like that.
但是呢，雅各提醒他们，你的钱财，你的金银呢，是会上寿的。
But James reminded them that their riches will be corroded.
那如果你问我们在我们中间这些 3M 工作的 chemist 这些化学家，他会告诉你，金是不会上寿的。
So if you ask those who work at 3M, all these chemists, they'll tell you that gold will not corrode.
虽然我们人类一直以为啊，这些金银呢是永远可靠的，永远有价值的。
So we looked at that and all these gold and silver will hold the value forever.
但是呢，雅各提醒我们，有一天，到有一天神审判的时候，这些东西都好像上寿一样，它是没有用，救不了你的。
So James tells us that one day there comes a day of judgment. All these things that appear to not be corroding will lose us all their value.
雅各书呢是一本书，帮助我们了解我们是不是心里面真的有神的生命的。
The book of James is a book that reminds us that whether to actually question, allow us to question whether or not we have true eternal life.
今天的测验呢，就是看看你对钱的反应。
The test today is your response to money.
如果你是一个狂妄自大的人，代表你心中没有神。
But if you are someone who actually so arrogant, that tells us that you don't have God in your heart.
你觉得你可以依靠自己，不需要依靠神。
So you think you'd be able to rely on yourself and not God.
如果呢，你是一个只知道自占财富的一个人
，If you're one who only know to accumulate wealth，
那么你就是爱钱多过爱神。
And that is you love money more than you love God。
我们很多时候觉得呢，我们没有自占财宝，好像这些我们刚刚说这些很有钱的。Top 1% 的人呢
？So sometimes we might think that we're not accumulating so much wealth, so we're like the top 1% of these wealthy people.
你知道你要多少财产，你就是世界的 1% 的人了。
But if you are just even continue to want more wealth, you're just like the 1%.
你只需要80万，48万美元，你就是 top 1% 的人口。如果你的财产有
，If you how much you have is 780,000.
780,000.
Yeah, if you have 780,000, then you're actually part of that 1%.
你可能现在没有，但是很可能这个就是你的目标。
You may not have that now, but it may be your goal.
所以我希望呢，我们大家都去反省，我们自己是不是一个狂妄自大，还有呢，就是唯利是图的一个人。
So we need to reflect to ask ourselves whether or not we are the boastful, arrogant someone who is not a Christian.
你要知道呢，神抵挡这些骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So we know that God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
亲爱的天父。我们求你赦免我们的罪。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive our sins.
因为有的时候我们的确生活在这个世界上面，跟这些不信神的人的表现是一样。
A lot of times we live on this earth as if we're not that different from those who don't know you.
求主帮助我们不会效法这个世界。
We ask that you would allow us so that we don't live like this world.
让主耶稣去改变我们的生命。
Allow Jesus to change our lives.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 现在呢，是我们教会每一个月一次的圣餐。
And to now.